Sports with Kevin Coyle is a presentation of Wyoming Building Supply. Bob Grammon's with you, along with James and Julie.
Good morning.
Morning.
On a Friday.
It's Friday.
I know.
Happy birthday to Candy Davis.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, hello.
Hello.
We have another Siri guest in the studio.
We have an AI guest in the studio. Would you like to play some music? Well, thank you, Mr. AI. I appreciate
that. Help, we're being run over by AI.
Well, good morning, Bob. Would you like some additional music besides that? All right. I love it. Too funny. See, it goes to show you. Yeah. You're always being watched and learned from, and you don't even realize it.
Listen
There's
to.
There's no escape.
Yeah. And listen to. Yeah.
Mainly.
You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of tweaked my shoulder a little bit in some weight training. I didn't record it anywhere.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, on my feed, guess what shows up?
Slings.
Oh, shoulders.
Shoulders.
Yeah. I know, isn't
slings
it creepy?
And stuff. And I'm just like, wow. Okay. Okay.
Maybe you were talking about
well,
it. You've been talking about it.
Obviously, I mentioned it, but it's just like, yeah. Anyway, so the world we live in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fahrenheit 451. Was that the name of that book?
Well, that was the one where they burned books.
Yeah, but they had huge TV screens and everybody, you were being watched on your big TV screens while you were watching reality TV.
Right.
I think that's closer to like 1984.
I know. Anyway.
You guys good?
The book club.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm Bob. I'm over here.
Hello.
Oh, it's his show. Sorry.
No,
James.
It's not my show. It's our show. It's the people's show out there. Today, first day of spring. Yay.
Yes.
I like it. It is also Alien Abduction Day.
Woohoo!
Today.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Excited about that.
Yeah, she is. Alien Abduction Day. And it is, there's a lot of things going on today.
There's some really funny Saturday Night Live skits about alien abduction.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
When Saturday Night Live was really, truly
no,
good,
it's current.
Fun. Oh, is it a current one? Ones. Oh, wow. I haven't watched it for a long time. Extraterrestrial Abductions Day.
Not the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But they have Alien Abduction Day just above it. Okay.
Okay.
It's also Preschool Teachers Appreciation Day.
Shout out.
Sure.
Shout out to them. Snowman Burning Day. I don't know.
Okay.
Bizarre.
It's always the first day of spring.
How do you burn a snowman?
Yeah.
Be hard.
Anyway. I guess the coal buttons.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, those are a few things going on today. It is also born on this date, Napoleon, in 1811.
Huh.
On this okay.
Tomorrow, Saturday, it is Common Courtesy Day. There you go.
Yeah.
Should be every day.
Should be every day, yeah.
Every day. Corn Dog Day. Wow.
Go corn dog.
Ballpark. Have to be at a ballpark. Have to be at a game. Otherwise,
I'd rather just have a hot dog at a
that's true,
ballpark
yeah,
for me.
Otherwise, they gross me out.
They gross you out?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I don't want to eat them. But otherwise, you go to a ballpark, and I'll have one.
Mm.
I'll have a hot dog.
Corn dog's a fair food for me.
I don't eat hot dogs any other time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I go there,
yeah, that's true.
I have a craving for it.
Yeah.
A
hot dog. Not so much a corn dog.
Corn dog's a fair food for me, or like a
like
carnival
like,
food.
Who eats deep-fried butter? I mean, that's a,
no
that's
one.
A fair
yeah,
thing
except
now.
At a fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Deep-fried butter?
If you go to a fair, deep-fry anything.
Yeah.
I know they deep-fry anything.
Yeah.
But it's just like deep-fried butter?
Next, it's going to be...
How does
what
it
if
happen?
We, what if we ate deep-fried oil?
Yeah.
Let's do that. That's a good idea.
It's a vat.
Yeah.
It's a drink.
We deep-fried the deep-fry.
French bread day.
Yes.
Sure.
Flour day. Might be some people planting them out there tomorrow.
Oh.
I was thinking of deep frying, so I was
thinking of... flour,
yeah.
Like French bread.
Yeah.
No, flour day, like the flour. Crunchy taco day.
Love crunchy tacos.
Okay.
Yeah, I like soft.
I'm a soft shell person, too.
Soft shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
California strawberry day.
Okay.
Sure.
It's also tiramisu day.
It's a good dessert.
It is a good dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maple Syrup Day.
Maple syrup. Oh, yeah. You were saying how bad syrup was. And maple syrup is actually very, it's good for you. It's loaded with zinc and all kinds of things when it's real maple syrup.
Let me get it out of a tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the sugars in it are not like high fructose corn syrup, and it's actually
In Vermont, tons where they get zinc. It out of trees and stuff.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Maple syrup. Go have some. Don't worry about the sugar. Recorder Day. Remember the day?
Yes.
The recorders?
We have one upstairs. Yes. It doesn't have something on it. It says, what
it
is this?
We do?
It's in your office.
Where is it?
I'll show you.
I don't know where
it's in
at.
Your office.
Yeah. You didn't know it's in my office that I don't know, Julie.
It's in an obscure corner.
There's probably, there's probably a bunch of stuff in your office that other people have noticed that you're like, yeah. Oh, I forgot that was there.
I forgot that was there.
Yeah.
I remember. So the kids, when they were really little, we went to a recorder concert.
Okay.
Oh, that kind of recorder.
Yeah, what did you do?
I thought you meant
you were talking about the cassette recorder I have.
Oh.
The old one. No, the old flute type.
Yeah,
that's how you start to learn how to play instruments.
Right. Okay, so the recorder, that's the recorder I'm talking about. I was like, I don't have I'm thinking of this long flute.
Yeah.
Like, where is that in my office?
You have all these double names with double,
meanings. Double
meanings today.
No, that's what I'm talking about, the recorder day. So anyway, we're at this recorder concert.
Kind of wondering why you went to that. But anyway.
And,
kids concert, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sitting next to this lady, and she goes, and she's all excited and giddy, and I'm just sitting here going, waiting for the agony to begin.
Yeah.
No. And she goes, my daughter's been practicing a lot. I go, oh, the recorder? And she says, yes, and she's really good at it. In fact, she's got a lead role. I go, wow.
Okay.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah.
And then they all start out. It's just like, they all sound the same.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And she is so excited that her daughter.
Good for her.
Had a small solo.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's
maybe
what
she
got
went
me
out to
interested
go,
in the clarinet.
I
would
say,
and
maybe she went out to go play the flute or the clarinet.
Yeah, that's what got
beginning
me
woodwind, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was just kind
springboard
of, it was
for,
funny. Mm-hmm. It was cute. I went along with it, you know. It
I never,
cute.
Yeah.
Because everybody sounds the same.
Right. There's about five tones I think you could make or something like that.
And a few notes. That's it. And it's the recorder. Not the cassette recorder that's in
now
my
Now you know
office.
Which
now
where
I
it
know
is.
What I'm talking about. I was like, I'm racking my brain when you said that. I'm like, hey, do not have a recorder like that in my office.
I'm going to go put one in there now.
He plays it at lunchtime sometimes. Yeah. He's got
it
nothing going
him
on.
Of that recorder concert he went to.
If you hear me at noontime,
playing the recorder.
Okay. The Recorder Day tomorrow. World Puppetry Day tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Teenager Day.
Sure.
Okay. It's Teenager Day tomorrow. It is also tomorrow, it is, it's Quilting Day.
Nice. Well, I wonder if Candy knows that.
Candy,
Quilter she is.
There you go. Okay, Sunday. William Shatner turns 95.
Wow. Didn't he just have an accident?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Actually.
Probably came out of it better than ever.
Probably.
I mean, right. Guys, he took what he's learned from Star Trek and will never age again.
Yeah.
Still has the headset on. Bob Costas, 74.
Mm-hmm.
On the day book, 1978, Carl Wallenda, Highwire Act, fell. Died. Puerto Rico. Remember? On that date.
Highwire acts are crazy.
Oh, they are. I don't
Something fade at that point.
They are crazy. It's
it's like what's the Free Solo guy? Can't think of his name. Alex Arnold, I think is how to say it. He's the guy that climbed El Capitan, climbed. And then the tower in Taiwan.
And
I'm like,
it's like just a matter
you're
of one
plan. But he climbed the Taiwan Tower. He was like, that was nothing. I'm basically taking steps because it is just over and over, but it's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday, As Young as You Feel Day. Okay.
Sure.
There you go. It's also Sing Out Day.
Okay.
Sing along with that recorder. Buzzard Day.
Buzzards okay. are amazing.
The bird,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. Okay. I would assume.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I always thought buzzards were vultures, just different names. Like they're,
well, they're both
just called
carrions, right? Oh, there you go. Both eat yes. okay. dead animals.
Yeah. Yeah. Goof Off Day on Sunday.
Today? Oh.
No.
Okay.
Sunday. Sorry, Julie.
Break out the recorder.
Break out the recorder.
Sing along.
Yeah.
Speaking of the recorder, you know what else?
We got more recorder
no.
facts?
No more recorder oh. facts.
Wow, big ding.
We're done with the recorder facts. We've milked that for a whole
We don't even know which one they're talking about either. We could be talking about the one that's in your office, not
yeah.
the one that's...
Right, yes. right. Not that one.
True.
Won't you be my neighbor day?
James?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Day. That one? Yeah.
Mr. Rogers.
Morning, everybody. I can't remember. I don't remember which one it was that I do well.
Well, you sounded pretty good on that one.
Go hi, ahead, everybody. Yeah. Hi, everybody. That's what I always remember it as, but I don't remember
hello,
exactly
neighbor.
What it is.
I don't remember. I was
hello, saying, neighbor.
Won't you be my neighbor? I can't do it.
Okay.
It's James.
How long ago, he, all right. how long ago did he pass away?
You want to know how he does it? You
yeah.
want to hear? Okay.
Sure.
Listen to this.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like
you. Ready for him to be
yeah.
done?
For a guy that didn't have the best voice, he made
so,
a living out of it.
He was know? A safe place.
So he was a, he, exactly, Julie. He
Bob
was
Ross,
a safe place.
Same thing.
Yeah.
He would come in, take his sport jacket off,
mm-hmm.
hang it up. Then he'd pull a sweater out of the closet while he's singing this song, okay?
Yeah.
He put the sweater on, different color sweaters, zip it up, then he'd put on his sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people
his
were
play
like...
His clothes.
Do you know his sweaters were made by his mom?
No, mm-hmm. but yeah. I like those sweaters.
Most of them were hand-knitted by his mother,
wow,
Nancy
that's
Rogers.
So neat.
Cool.
In fact, one of them's in the Smithsonian, the red sweater.
Wow.
Is in the Smithsonian.
That makes sense. That's the it, iconic one.
It is. Yeah. And those sneakers, you know why he wore those sneakers? Why he changed his shoes and wore the sneakers?
They're comfortable.
He found that his dress shoes made too much noise on the studio floor mm. as he moved around between the piano and the puppet set. So he switched to sneakers so he could move silently.
Hmm.
That makes sense.
Okay. He hand wrote every letter that people would send him. Some
wow.
people would yeah. say
he'd respond.
He'd respond to every single fan, hand
wow.
written, and it would take him an entire morning.
Like I said, long time.
And he had a meaning of 143. He stuck to a daily routine, maintained his weight. He said at 143.
Wow,
geez, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said one stood for I four. Love,
yeah.
three, you. 143.
Wow.
There you go.
Cool. Now, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. We'll end on Mr. Rogers
yeah.
today. All right. Have a happy day and have
neighbors.
An awesome weekend, neighbor. Thanks, James and Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You're listening to KROE Sheridan.
Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day.